Oh, yeah, you could whistle at them or holler at them, or they usually was trained as to.
Did you say anything special to yours?
Oh, I'd say get up to start, of course. But then I guess your lines and your whoop and all would be what you would encourage them to go faster with. Uh-huh.
Well, we were talking about wagons. What did you do when the wheel started to squeak?
You'd grease it.
And how did you do this?
Well, you'd take the nut off of the end of the axle, and if you had a jack, you'd raise it up and slip it off, and if you didn't have, you'd just slip the wheel, just work it out a little ways and lean her over and get you some axle grease and daub her and flip her back on. It wasn't necessarily necessary to raise your wagon up.
Uh-huh.
You just work it out. And
sort of dance it off.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
What did you call the outside steel part on the wheel?
Well, let's see, a wagon tire.
And then inside that, the wooden part?
Well, that would be the hub.
Was this the part that the tire fitted on?
Well, that would be the, let's see now, there's the hub would be down next to the middle where it goes around your axle, and then there'd be a spoke that goes out. And then the feller is the thing that the spoke goes in and the tire goes around. I don't know if that's clear or not.
Mm-hmm. And outside of that is the steel
tire.
Thing.
Yeah, that's the tire.
We were talking about this wagon with the tongue sticking out. Well, what did you call the bar that went behind each horse?
Well,
where each of them had one.
Well, it'd be a single tree, and those single trees are fastened onto a double tree.
Uh-huh. And then if you're going to drive the wagon, in your hands you hold?
The reins.
Uh-huh. If you want your horses to go left, did you say anything to them?
Well, yeah, they used to say G and haul.
Which was which?
You just have to guess. I never could get them to do it.
How'd you steer yours with the?
With the lines, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But Dad used to holler G and haul.
Mm.
Yeah, they used to. Yeah, a lot of people had them trained where they knew G and haul just like pulling the rein.
Hmm. Did they use oxen here at all?
No, we never. They could have been a few teams, but they never practiced using oxen here. Cause Dad never did use them in Iowa. But there was some Tennessee folks lived here that used to use them back in Tennessee. He said he'd drive them down to the water hole. He said when they started up back up out of the creek, he grabbed them by the tail and he said they'd shit on him a minute. He was hanging on to get a pull up out of the creek.
Gonna make them work for him.
Huh? He was a comical old man. He was working roads down here. And another neighbor, they got to talking. And they was both from back in Tennessee there. And they got to talking about Greasy Creek. Maybe we had better have this on the record.
Man with grab the tail of his ox.
Yeah, so he'll pull him out of the creek.
Crap all over
him,
huh? Oh my. Let's see, you said get up to start your horses. What did you tell him if you wanted him to stop?
Whoa.
And then if you wanted him to go?
Back up.
Mm-hmm. And then which way would they go?
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell which way they go. You'd have to use the lines.
Or if you said get up, which way would they go?
Forward.
Uh-huh. And then back or back up?
Back up would be backwards.
Uh-huh. If you had your horses going and you wanted them to go faster, would you tell them anything? Or?
Well, yeah, you could holler at them. It'd be hard to tell what you'd say, but then you'd probably shake your lines or your whip too, you know.
Uh-huh.
Whistle a little.